God bless you all, brothers and sisters. How beautiful is it to be able to say hello to you all and to know that there are brothers and sisters in Asia, throughout the world, countries such as Japan, India, Russia, all of Europe, Italy. How beautiful. All of the Americas, how beautiful. When we first came to know this path, this gospel, we were only two or three people in Panama. In Bogota, there were about 50 believers. How remarkable, brothers and sisters, to see God fulfilling the promise He made to the first brothers and sisters, the one He gave through our sister Mary Luisa, that this gospel would spread. Brothers and sisters, how remarkable is it to be able to behold all of these wonders, all these great works, all these blessings. How beautiful is it to listen testimonies from various places, the great, beautiful things God does. That is, to behold, brothers and sisters. And this pandemic has not deprived us from the blessing of being able to behold Him. Instead, we have seen more blessings. And we've now realized even more the presence, the existence of our God. And the psalmist wrote as inspired by God in Psalm 27, verse 4, "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold His beauty." And yes, Lord, we behold it. We do, brothers and sisters. When He taught about the Beatitudes, He was also showing Himself, because He taught what He is. How wonderful. The fact that He allows us to enjoy one of them, which is, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." And in the church we see this. In our daily life we see this. And we see it through facts, through promises that are fulfilled, through miracles, through healings. We see it. Paul wrote to the Romans in chapter 1, verse 20, about nature, of what was created by our God. And he stated as follows in this verse, stating, "For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power in Godhead, so that they are without excuse." The vast sea, the mountains, the trees, falls, the relaxing sound of the mind of our God. He said, "And all things were made." Therefore, we behold this. We behold it through the facts we have in our lives. And we may see birds that come to look for something to eat. How beautiful is it to see the birds? They sing, their feathers. And it reminds me, because the Lord said that if He clothes them and feeds them, all the more will He feed us who are His children. How beautiful is it to behold our God through nature, even through the wind, when we feel the wind. When He said that we do not know where we come from nor where we're going, even the wind is something our Lord mentioned. And recently, our sister Maria Luisa in Psalm 65 was talking about the fact that nature sings, praises God. All the more reason for us to do it. So this pandemic has not deprived us, has not prevented us. It hasn't been an obstacle for us to see His greatness, for us to see His great deeds. And to know that we are witnesses of the power of God. How beautiful is it, that song that we sang, that chorus? Because I am witness of the power of God, because He said, you shall receive power. How beautiful when we used to congregate and we would see the presence of our God in facts, in testimonies. How beautiful. Meaning, this hasn't been an obstacle, and even through the media, social media, and so on, we hear, we see, we listen, pardon my redundancy, but I get excited with the testimonies, because God hasn't stopped. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The Lord at one point highlighted, saying, blessed are those who believe without seeing. And we believe without seeing. We love Him without seeing Him. We follow Him without seeing. We worship Him without seeing Him. But we know that He is there. He has our backs. He is at our right hand. We know that He is with us. His Holy Spirit so testifies it. When He makes us speak in tongues, when we have received prophecy, when they are fulfilled. Brothers and sisters, none of this has been an obstacle. None of this has taken away our happiness. Of course, you miss attending the location that we used to visit, whether at work, whether the church. But no, it's also beautiful to know that our absence from places allows us to behold His beauty. How beautiful is my Lord! How good is my Lord! There's a verse to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Blessed is my Lord. Therefore, we need nothing physical to be inspired, to love Him, to delight ourselves, to feel that we are under His shadow. The Lord said, He who loves me keeps my commandments. And truly, when you do your best to apply them and to keep them, you see the results. How beautiful is this, brothers and sisters? How remarkable is our God? What a simple way for us to behold Him. Also, the Lord said, And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will speak in tongues. They will lay their hands and heal the sick. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. Paul said to the Romans in chapter 12, speaking about prophecy, in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12, he talked about the spiritual gifts, among which you have the gift of prophecy. All of this, these passages, help us or allow us to behold the beauty, the allure of our God. How great is my Lord! In antiquity, kings or nations that were around the people of God feared the people of God because the God they had performed great deeds. They saw that these people had a God that defended them. He was the God that made the other nations suffer that scourge, the fact that the people of God had a great and wonderful God. In other words, with our hands, mighty hand, you also behold the greatness of our God. And that is why in Jericho, God had mercy of a woman who welcomed the Jewish spies because they had created a reputation for themselves concerning this great and beautiful God, and they didn't see him, but things simply happened. This is how we are living today. We see things happen. Also, the Lord said, one of his disciples told him, show us the Father and it is enough. And the Lord said, I've been with you for so long. I have been with you and you have not seen me. God in the Lord Jesus Christ. God became flesh. It didn't take seeing him, his facial attributes, no. It was about seeing his essence. That's why the Apostle Paul wrote, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit. And this disciple did not receive the fact that God was in Jesus, in the Lord Jesus Christ, reconciling the world, making reconciliation for the world. He did not receive it even when the Lord was transfigured and saw him walking on the waters, even casting demons, even working healings, giving the sight to the blind, raising up those who were paralytic, raising the dead. They didn't see him. How sad. Oh, the miracle. Yeah, but the Lord also said, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. Therefore, they were supposed to see further beyond. And that is what we are enjoying in the Church of God, Ministry of Jesus Christ, international. Throughout all the places in this world, a church that is saturated with the Holy Spirit, wherein her believers enjoy the power of the Holy Spirit, wherein her believers are witnesses. But brothers and sisters, let us see, let us behold his beauty. When the fruits of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, were written down, and that is my Lord, and so he demands us to be. God is love, God is mercy, God is kindness, God is patience, God, and so on. That, and his people should be like this as well. That's how our God is, meaning all of these reflections, to behold the reflection that we receive through those reflections, we are start to see the presence of our God, to behold the living God, the beautiful God, who is blessed forever and ever. Oh, my Lord of glory, I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ that you pour out blessings upon all my brothers and sisters, and that if there is one who is sick, oh my Lord, may your powerful hand upon him, your stretched out hand, so that in the name of Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters receive from you the gift of the Holy Spirit, healing. My Christ, break the chains. Give us a different heart and allow us to open our eyes and behold you, O Lord, to delight in you. Brothers and sisters, greetings. Thank you very much. God bless you. I'll finish off with a brief testimony. Please forgive me that it's me. I say it as a testimony. It isn't something so substantial, but it meant a lot to me. Many years ago, when I first started to gather, the Holy Spirit told me, open your eyes and see me. Behold me, my son. And I opened my eyes and I saw the wall. I said, what did the Holy Spirit want to say to me? I don't mean to say that I now understand it, but I think I grasp the meaning of Psalm 27, verse 4, to see you, my Lord, to behold your beauty, your wondrous deeds. God bless you all greatly, brothers and sisters.